3, 2, 1.
Oh, I know what I want to do. Are you okay, Ian? You sound a little deep.
You sound crazy,
tonight.
Ian.
Well, it's don't make fun of me. It's my birthday.
Is it your birthday?
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Hey, happy
Ian!
Birthday! Wait a minute. Yeah. I know what's happening. Did you get your sexy friend to cover for you today? Is that why your voice sounds so much better?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. I prepared a song, if anybody cares. Happy birthday to me. COVID-19.
Oh no,
Ian.
Yeah.
You got COVID for your birthday? That's a terrible COVID birthday present.
I almost got the 3-year fucking achievement unlocked.
How is it for you? Because it was really bad for me.
The cough is the most annoying thing.
Yeah.
I had chills all day yesterday and then fever and a headache.
Dude, you don't even sound like
you. You sound like your sexy Thank friend, you. Bro. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
buddy.
You
should get them more often.
My suggestion would be if you're going to stream your Dance Dance Revolution stuff, I would just do it with COVID.
Yeah.
From now on.
I'll keep at it. Thanks.
Just keep it with COVID. Just see if you can keep your COVID going.
Man, that sucks.
Do you recommend that?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you got sick. Are you going to have to take a break from your one wheel then for a while? Oh.
By the way, now I get on my fucking Facebook feed, there's so many one wheel advertisements. I get so many one wheels. There's these guys that hold one wheels near each other and shoot stuff with the two wheels.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
and they're doing it like crazy. And I'm just like, dude, I don't need a one wheel. I'll literally never, ever, 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 ever have one. It's amazing, man. Crazy.
Oh, crazy. Man. Shitty.
Hey, Ian, can we start the show? Well, I don't know. Do we start the show with the prayer clock or do we start the show another way?
Do we start with the prayer clock?
I don't know. What do you guys think?
Prayer clock?
Prayer clock? What do you guys think? Prayer clock, maybe? Want to do prayer clock?
Tick, tick.
How we doing, everybody?
I mean, we could hold off if you think we want to get more people
I wanted to do is I wanted to play your song that you made for us.
Oh, so let's play the song.
Let's do that.
Let's play the
hey,
song.
Hey, will we get flagged if we play our own channel on YouTube?
Yeah, I will copy strike it.
All right, let me play the song. No, it's right at the end, right? It's right at the end of the last episode?
Yeah, it cuts into the...
All right.
We'll leave you like always with...
All right, let me... Can you do that again, though? Just so you can make fun of me one more time while we're...
We'll leave you like always with...
Brutal. That's all I'm saying. All right, so here we go. So I'm gonna fast forward. I got to PC this out here. So here we go. Right. Nope.
Reporting live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago. So
I'm gonna
fast forward.
I got to. Okay, I got to stop this.
This is so cognitive dissonance.
This is weird.
Nope.
I like reacting to ourselves. You know, react to.
I can hear you. That's the problem. I can hear you through. I can hear us through you, Ian.
Yeah, it's all echoey, crazy right now.
I like reacting to ourselves. You know,
I don't know, but there's like this like delay.
That's the problem. I can hear you through. I can hear us.
There's nothing open.
Yeah, it's all echoey, crazy right now.
Everything's bonkers right now. Okay, that's better.
I closed everything off. I guess it was on.
Are we still streaming
somewhere? I don't know where it was. Okay.
Okay, good.
Sorry, guys. I was weird.
Well, I don't know what happened there, guys.
That was nuts. All right.
Just.
I think it auto-started us on the channel or something. I don't know.
I think it showed the live feed, whatever the new.
All
yeah.
Right. So here we go.
Record.
All right, I'm going to pause that.
And then it was right toward the end.
We was right toward the end. So let's watch Ian's thing.
Yeah, there we go.
So that we can pay our the people who work for us.
Oh, the people who work for us, who do such amazing work for us, Tom.
Yeah, every now and again.
We want to thank you if you watch the subscribing, and we will catch you next time. But we're gonna leave you like we always do.
All right, so this is what Ian made last week.
Okay.
Clever. Oh,
I think you do. So I didn't make one.
Make one.
I don't make bears.
I don't make bears eat beets.
Battlestar Galactica.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Terrible.
I don't know what you're thinking. You make sick beats. This is amazing. Sorry.
It was kind of amazing. No, I have to admit, it brought me back to my Aphex Twin days when I really enjoyed it. Very Aphex Twin-esque. Very cool. We enjoyed it. Thank you for doing that. I do want to see.
That was really good. 4 out of 10. Some of your best work.
Maybe one. And, you know, I was thinking maybe we can watch somebody do it, and then you could see a way to like maybe incorporate what they do,
okay,
into what you do,
into your repertoire.
You know what I mean? Because we are on a learning journey here, Ian. We always learn from each other, and imitation is the best form of flattery. I heard that before.
We all need mentors and heroes.
Exactly.
Like, how do we learn if not from our betters?
If not from people,
and isn't everybody better than Ian?
Extensively better than Ian. So let's go ahead here.
I mean, you barely even work while you're sick, Ian.
No,
I feel so bad for you right now. I'm so sorry.
All right.
It's all good. It's not that bad. Trump cured me with his miracle cure.
Yeah, did you shine some... Hey, Ian, real quick. Did you try shining some sunlight in there?
Yeah. No, but I've been downing bleach.
Good. Okay, good. Yeah, no, that'll do it.
The Kiffness is a fucking genius. He's way...
Okay, here we go. Ian, don't interrupt the man. He's a genius.
Okay, you can't go wrong with that beat. I'm sold right now.
This is the best song I've ever heard.
Now we're going to get explained.
Are we? You think?
No, I don't know. I mean, you know, he's big time. But...
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Don't you know that I'm trying to get to you? Trying to get through. That's so well done.
This is amazing.
That's fucking outstanding. Oh, the video editing.
This is good.
Is like, wow, it's perfect. Yeah.
Is this guy for hire?
I don't know.
No, he has actual fucking talent.
I love the reverb on the cat.
That cat's killing it.
Yeah.
Dude, that cat slays.
Oh, so good. And I will admit, she sings way better than that Linda Paulson lady.
Yeah, right?
Oh, look at the cat. Look at the cat dances.
Look at that.
I like that he subtitled it.
Look at that.
Oh, so good. The cat just flipped. That's awesome. This dude is hella talented, man.
Yeah, man.
Hella talented, dude. I want this as my ringtone. I love it.
Legit.
Since we're on this kick, let me give you one more, dude.
Somebody who's talented? You're going to show us a talented person?
Cecil, I hate people like that because like they just remind me of how little skill I have.
I mean, just how little you
have. For real.
How non-entertaining you are.
I was talking about musical skill.
Just how dull of a person. Just terrible.
Right.
uninteresting.
You're not wrong, but it hurts a little to hear all in the same place. Gross. You have to put this all in one sentence.
Disgusting.
Okay, yeah. I shower once a week, whether I need it or not, Cecil. Outrageous. Disgusting.
Seriously, though. They make you feel...
They do. Like, I'm the guy who, like... if we go to a concert and everybody's clapping, I'm the guy who's offbeat.
You're
like,
offbeat,
the 30,000 people all get it right, and I'm like... Like, I'm, like, swatting flies or, like, trying to catch a mosquito.
All right.
It's a train wreck.
Ian, did you put this in the notes?
Yeah, in the notes. It's the last YouTube link. This guy is another fucking genius.
I mean, other than you, right, is what you're saying?
Is this a link to your stream, Ian? Is that what we're going to watch?
Yeah, it's just me. It's just a picture.
No, I don't see anything in the notes, my friend. What are you talking about?
No?
650? Did you put it in 650?
Also, yep.
Now you did. 650.
Hi guys, how are you guys doing? Hey, the
fever's catching up with
him.
The fever's catching up with him.
It's fine. No,
he has a fever for more cowbell.
The problem is, you gave me a YouTube link, and I guarantee we're gonna get flagged for this. So here we go. All
right, let's do it.
Maybe. I mean,
don't we get flagged every week? We get flagged every week.
Well, we'll still be live.
No, he's singing texts.
Yeah, like Facebook bullshit drama.
She claimed it was hers. She's a rotten
recipe stealer. Oh my God, it's amazing.
Outstanding. You know, if you can...
She's a rotten recipe-stealing bitch. That's so great.
That is really good.
Ian, that's what I was expecting from you.
Yeah, Ian, we were expecting something.
I was expecting like something like that. Just a simple, quick, throw-together sort of a thing.
Okay, sure.
And just...
So if you can just be entertaining for us, that would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Just,
okay,
if you could just phone it in once in a while.
Just, sure. Jesus, what, do you got COVID or something? Fuck.
All right, so Tom sent
so
me this.
Sorry,
this is
buddy.
Another thing. Last thing we're going to watch before we get into the show here.
This, guys...
Tom sent this to me.
Cecil hasn't seen this, my favorite thing.
That's the wrong thing.
That I've seen.
Tom sent this to me.
I love every bit of this. So much.
I haven't seen it. He sent it to me on Instagram, and I literally never open Instagram.
What? So
he sent it to this me, and he's like, did you get my thing? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I literally don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, Instagram. And then I just opened my Instagram for the first time in months.
3 minutes ago.
And I just sent it to myself. Yeah. So that's where
my wife sends me stuff on Instagram, including this. And then she has to tell me, look at your Instagram.
So you're passing it on.
Yeah, I am. This is so good, though.
All right, so here we go. Let me call this up. I'm not logged in, so hopefully I can...
This is my favorite commercial.
Hey, kid, would you like some drugs? The first one is free.
Want to check out my van?
I can't make it embiggenate it, so it's only going to have to be
the
size.
Yeah, it's the size it is. It's the size it is, but it's still good.
I got some candy.
Hey, kid, want to join our gang?
Look at this guy.
Spray paint under a bridge?
No! No! Bug off, man! I'm going roller skating!
What?
It gets better!
Bug off, man.
Okay.
I wanna be addicted to roller skating, not crafting! Because we roller skate today, we will go to college tomorrow.
Owner of Roller Kingdom in Reno, Nevada, keeping your kids off the streets.
We're going.
Since 1999.
We're going to Roller Kingdom.
We're going to Roller Kingdom.
I say no to drugs. I say no to games.
I say no to unplanned pregnancy.
I say no to meth.
That's like a 40-year-old.
I say no to reefer.
I say the same thing, mother.
Man, this Roller Kingdom is really putting us out of business.
You said it, man. This deal sucks.
But you know what? Maybe we should give up this life of crime and start. Roller skating!
Outstanding. Tom, earlier tonight on the show, we talked about Eagle Man.
We did.
And we were just like, no, this is fucking Eagle Man.
This is Eagle Man. It's so great. That's so great.
Right, you guys got to watch the next show to get the Eagle Man reference. So you just have to do that later. So let me call us back here.
I love the gang. The gang members, like some 70-year-old dude.
Amazing. It's fucking... It's fucking Mitt Romney or something. Outstanding. All right. So I want to talk directly. I'm going to put it on me here real quick. I want to talk directly, Tom.
Yeah. All right. It's a moment.
I want to talk directly to all you haters. All you people out there who, when we talked about getting a prayer clock, you're like, it's a big fucking scam. It's a huge scam.
They're going to steal your credit card. Never send you a clock.
And you're never going to get a clock. Here, I want you to just listen to something here real quick. I just want you to listen to the dulcet tones of
James Earl Jones.
A very famous voice actor, Darth Vader. Okay, here we go.
Do not be therefore like unto them, for your father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy
Caliente.
Will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
It's really going on.
It's going to be 11 o'clock before he's done.
Are you doing this whole thing? The whole prayer. Okay. We'll just let you go.
And the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Every hour.
Every hour.
It's different. Is it different every hour?
Okay, so let's
Can we get one more?
Okay, no, we'll go. We'll do a couple. Let's do a couple.
Let's do a
couple.
Okay, we'll
this
get another
10
one.
O'clock, so let's All right, go to,
that's 10.
Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is What's done that? To the fig tree, but also, if ye shall say, unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done.
What?
Can
how
you
was that?
Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Type in the chat if you can hear that, guys. Type in the chat if you can hear that. I'm trying to hold it up to the thing. You can hear it?
You can hear it?
Here's the thing. So let me do one more. So
all right, let's say midnight. Let's do midnight or noon.
Let's do midnight or noon.
That's a big one. That's an important one.
And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave to them.
That's it? Okay. All right, that was fast.
Yeah, so you would think noon would get like a bigger moment.
This is the first time since I got it that it has batteries in it because it does not differentiate between nighttime and daytime. So, essentially, Tom, this clock is a fucking time bomb that is set to wake you up the entire night on your hour. That's what this clock is.
Oh, it's great.
It is absolutely the worst purchase in the human history.
Best purchase?
Somebody had said to me, they said, because I posted it, and I said it came, and they're like, wow, so they got you like an... like a whatever, you know, a fucking Amazon Plus clock with like
right.
$3 that they're charging you $30 for. I was like, hey, man, this thing's fucking does James Earl Jones. And like, okay, it's a $5.95
okay.
clock.
And also, did it also come it with did. A certificate? It's under your glasses.
Okay, so here we go. So the certificate, I just want to point out too to all you haters.
You can't just buy that.
They don't ever just make these, okay?
Right.
This is a certificate of authenticity for the clock.
It's so authentic, it has a certificate.
Tom's gonna read this out loud. He wants to read it. So I'm gonna put it on
this
camera.
You guys are like,
Tom.
Oh, it's not even real.
Turn around, Tom. Tom, it's on you.
Look, I am not, I'm gonna read this motherfucking thing, and you guys are all gonna feel silly. Not like us who spent $30 for this.
$9.
And I don't feel silly.
It was more than that.
Certificate.
It was more than 30.
Of authenticity. This certifies that the prayer clock you have purchased is authentic, genuine, brand new, and original. This item has been crafted in accordance with recognized industry standards.
What recognized industry clock standards
are there? It is guaranteed for workmanship. It also has, guys, it also has three little, like, things. So, okay, one of them is a picture of the clock.
A picture of the clock itself.
The next one is...
So you know it's not fake.
The next one is two laurels.
Two laurels.
Surrounding three stars and a 2022.
Okay.
So no,
you know it was
that it was three stars and two laurels of certificateness and authenticity. And it also says real quality 100%. This is not, notice real it doesn't quality. Say real quality 89%.
No.
That would be bullshit. No. We would have gotten ripped off. This is real quality 100%.
All right, let's do one.
One more.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's it.
Does any of them, do any of them say Jesus wept? It'd be great.
But the just, God of all grace will call us unto his eternal
glory. Oh, is it different?
Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen.
What?
Well, I
don't even understand.
Why would you choose that verse? There's nothing inspiring about that.
It's a shitty clock speaker, so it's hard to kind of understand.
I can barely understand what it says.
You have to stop everything you're doing and be like, what did it say? What now? Because it's only mid-tones, so it's the worst.
All right, let's grab another one.
Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened.
Okay. Who cares? All right. That's fine. It's not...
Very cool.
I mean, I'm very proud of you.
I like this. I feel so much better knowing it's authentic.
So I just wanted to let all the haters know we got a clock.
And we have it.
We have a clock, and there you go. And all the people who are like, they're going to steal your credit card, there's way easier ways to steal your credit card than sending you a real clock in the mail. All the people are like, no, you're going to steal your... No, they're not. They're not going to do that. They already made $36 off me.
That's it. They're done.
They're plenty of money. They're like, no, it's fine. And there's plenty of gullible people in the world that'll buy a prayer clock.
We spent $36. I guarantee $37 was profit. That's it. I don't even know how that's possible.
I'll buy the clock from you guys for $100. Absolutely not. No way. 0% chance of that happening. No way. Tom
arguing with a clock is on brand as fuck.
It's true. That is true.
That is not wrong.
That is true.
That is not wrong.
Banana said, I was charged and I'm still waiting.
Okay. Maybe they did steal yours. I don't know.
Well, maybe. You know, listen, Snowman, you fucked with them with your weird
$1
dip in,
like
fucking
a
tip
bit.
First fucking charge or whatever.
More, give them a little
you
more.
You can't do just the tip.
Yeah.
Snow Banana also said, I'm going to connect mine to surround sound. Okay. Good
yes.
Luck. Good luck
the back of this thing.
Yeah. Wire that into something.
It's not great.
Cecil, we can't even hang that in the studio.
You can't even hang it in the studio.
If we put that in the studio, it would just play randomly while we were recording.
I'm literally taking the batteries up because I just don't like it's going to go off in the middle of the night, and I'm not going to be around when it goes off. No.
I mean, we can put it in the studio as just a looking clock.
As a looking clock, and it'll always be
1:32
or whatever.
Yeah,
but I'm never.
You just do a really long stream. And
those
just
batteries
have it
are
in
not.
The background.
Literally, no chance of that happening.
Well, we can put it in the Gary closet.
What?
Yeah, in the that actually would be a good idea.
What else is there? There's because I can take the thing is that there is a possibility. I think.
Wait.
To take out one of these batteries and have it still be a clock, but not a talking.
Can I
clock.
Hold the prayer clock? Yes, I want to see if I feel the feelings
no,
of
you
the prayer
feel
clock. Anything. Ooh, it's a little heavier than I thought. I'm not going to lie. Like, I thought it was going to be...
Do we have any super chats, Ian?
Yeah, I'll read them. The mute button is a knife to the speaker, I think, is the only option. So Mike McKenzie says, lol, that was priceless, talking about the videos that we watched prior to this.
The good ones Jonathan, other than yours?
Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt.
I'm sorry.
Look at Jesus'
I'm
hands.
I'm sorry. I liked your fat beats.
Can you see his hands? Can you guys see his...
Somebody said his hands look like feet.
His hands look... broken backwards. Yeah. I couldn't. There's no way.
No, you can't do that.
You could do.
You can't do that
with your.
No,
you got to be like
that's
17
not how
jointed.
A normal person moves. Let me put the clap. I'm gonna put the thing on you, Tom.
You can't.
You can't put
hands
you
like.
You can't
this.
Do that. That's not how hands work. Hands don't do
like,
that.
Like that's a weird, like angle to.
Yeah, no. He's, like he's got a second elbow.
Right.
Yeah. He's like, his hands are praying mantis hands.
Maybe, yes. Yeah, that's praying at a high level. That's some varsity
praying. Praying mantis.
That's after hanging on the cross for so long.
It does change things. Yeah, it gives you a little more flex for sure. All right.
Yeah, a little flex.
Go ahead.
Jonathan said, make a Gary clock, which is true.
That we should have a Gary clock.
Garrett said, Yoda would be so much better than Vader at this.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be an amazing clock. A Yoda clock?
Oh.
With Yoda-isms? That'd be amazing.
Parents wants a pug-themed clock for Eli that just breathes loudly.
That would work.
You could also just take Eli's feed from Citation Needed that I have to cut out every
week
when he's breathing heavy into the mic.
And that would make more sense because just like a pug will be silent for like 59 minutes and then gasp one
Everybody
breath.
Everybody else is silent. His is a constant cacophony of noise. Constant. There's just noise happening all the time.
What
there's
is he
cricket.
Doing?
There's a
oh that cricket
scream.
The other week.
There's a
oh my
a
god
bark. There's a creak. There's a it's you name it. It happens.
Any verses from the Song of Solomon?
Maybe
Caliente? I don't know. We don't know. We'll never put the batteries back in this clock.
That's true. Baron von Krog says, can you reprogram it with clips from Thomas?
Oh, that would be great.
That would be outstanding. Wouldn't it be good?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when he stops his, and he talks like Norm MacDonald. Like, what, yeah. What is that?
He
what
sounds
is,
exactly happening? Like Norm
sounds
MacDonald.
Like 100% sounds like Norm MacDonald.
Well, Norm MacDonald's very quiet now.
Put it on a Flavor Flav parade or clock chain.
Oh!
If I go to a conference, I'm 100% wearing that like a Flavor Flav clock.
For real?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I? Come on. Don't be ridiculous.
You know what show I want to watch? I want to watch Flavor of Love. I got to find like, yeah, that show was ridiculous. Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Oh.
Sorry.
They're trying to date him or is he setting them up?
No, they were trying to date him. It was like an original reality show where he was the prize.
Oh, wow.
It looked like a goddamn, I never saw it. I just saw clips from The Soup back in the day.
Wow. Any more, Ian?
Yeah, that nine-fingered lesbian just said, my hands don't even look that fucked up.
Holy shit. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's okay. Good.
All right. Okay.
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 Yeah, Liz Croken too.
All right. Liz has only got like 8 though, didn't she? Lose
yeah, she
a,
lost. She like lost two,
like
right?
One and a half or yeah. Something.
Whatever happened to Liz Croken?
I don't know. Is Liz Croken still doing stuff? Let me look and see.
Yeah. Is
she's,
Liz
she's
Croken
gotta
still
be on like BitChute or something? Because I'm sure she's not on.
There's no way she croaked.
No.
Xenophanes. It was the only reality show I ever watched. Is it on Hulu? Holy shit! Is Flavor of Love on Hulu? I'm watching the shit out of Flavor of Love. That show was a goddamn mess.
Oh, yeah, well.
I'm going to watch it. Flavor of Love.
I'm looking here. There's well, a story with her in it, maybe.
Oh, if it's linear, Liz Croken should be a few fingers down.
I'm looking for... It doesn't look like there's anything...
If you're Liz Croken,
conspiracy movies.
I'm just looking for like a Liz Croken video and
yeah, just like Google or like
I did.
Yeah, no?
And I look for videos and I'm not seeing.
I miss her. What happened? Like she was like fucking.
I don't think she
QAnon OG.
She almost certainly didn't give up, and she almost certainly is still 100% Q. So
man,
she's on Truth Social. She's on Truth Social. Well, I just saw it.
Oh, there you
is
go.
She?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. And the last post is from a day ago. Or she retweeted.
Well, I know for sure, guys, next week we'll be on at the normal time, but we're going to watch. We might actually come on an hour early next time.
Yeah, because of January 6th.
January
6th. We thought we'd just remember that tonight.
It's supposed to be January 6th. The hearing's supposed to start at 1 in the afternoon. So I'll have it and edit it, and then I'll have it to watch for us to watch in the evening. We normally try to get around 7:30 or 8, so check the stuff next week to double check to make sure, and we'll try to be on a little early.
Yeah,
so
I'll try to get here maybe a little earlier.
And we're gonna record a show, and then we'll be around. So we'll try to get Tom will get here early. I'll try to get here early, and then
we just remembered that tonight, just last minute, shit.
I was like, oh shit, yeah, because I gotta work
January
downtown 6th. Next week, but I'll come back. I'll come back out to the burbs, and we'll record. So. Yeah, but next week for sure we're gonna do that because they're starting it back up. I'm very curious what
I want to know what's
gonna
happen.
But it's
Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney's gonna do and what she's gonna say.
Yeah,
you know because
gloves are off for her now. She's got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose now. Literally nothing to lose. She could easily just flip shit, which would be amazing. Let's watch this guy, Tom. This is from our notes. We didn't get to it today.
Oh, this guy, Jesus Christ.
So we're going to watch this. This is Stop the Steal founder. Ali Alexander has an epic meltdown. I didn't watch this, but I read it.
I read it, too. I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it. So
do you know who he is?
I don't. It's a long video.
Ian, do you know who this guy is?
Ali
is
Alexander.
He a big deal?
I've never heard of him before.
I've never
heard of this guy. I feel like I've been doing this a long time.
All right. So let's watch. It's 4 minutes. So we'll watch it, and then we'll see where it goes.
I refuse to walk into a future where it is commonplace to have sexual perversion in public. Period. You know? Why name one thing or two thing or list an example?
Is this just audio and no video?
It looks like it, yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I know.
That's weird.
It's like a podcast.
Yeah, I don't even know what to do with this right now. Audio without video.
What is that about?
Yeah. I like that they did choose for the still. They chose his fucking weird pumpkin spice shirt he's got there.
That's a really orange shirt. That
it's
is
real
genuinely
orange.
A very orange shirt.
Yeah, it's some fucking great pumpkin shit.
Not where we're going. Okay? You can call that whatever the hell you want. You can call that America.
This is a guy who's not very comfortable, I think, with swearing. when you just hear him like talk and he's just like, he kind of hesitates around hell.
Yeah.
We're just kind of like, you can call it whatever the hell you want.
This is the duty pants is.
H-E double hockey sticks you want.
Arcana, you can call that America First. You could call it fascism. You could
yeah,
call it
we do all that stuff.
You could call it Christian nationalism.
We do all that stuff.
Those are all synonyms.
Appropriate. Yeah. How about that's what we call it? I don't give a crap what you call it.
See, he paused again.
I don't give a.
We will not.
Did you notice the pause? Did you hear that?
Yeah, because he's trying to he's trying to decide whether he wants to swear or not swear. Yeah.
Well, and is crap a swear even?
Dude, for these fucking guys.
What would you say if one of your youngest boys said crap?
I wouldn't care at all. Okay. I wouldn't even notice. I wouldn't even hear it. I wouldn't even hear it. If the baby's first word were crap, I would have been like, yeah, that works.
Admittedly, this is your son, so you probably don't listen anyways. There you go.
Where violence doesn't meet widespread perversion. Period. Period. We're not going into that future with them. I'm deleting that timeline. Now, the weird math is how do we get off this current timeline?
What?
And how do we peacefully get on to another timeline?
Oh man, we got to go back to 2015. Answer. You got to go back to 2015. That's where the
there's no that's
where the universe's schism. That's where it happened.
It's obvious that was a schism. We
literally 2015 was the last normal year.
There was no way you didn't feel
that. I take that back. 2014 was the last normal year. 2015 was when it happened.
Yes.
So. It's 2015 is when it happened.
There's no way your fucking teeth didn't grind at night and like you're just
there's
like,
no
oh, I got like seven nosebleeds in a row. Like that's it's a thing. It's
7 years ago, someone broke a mirror or whatever. Yeah.
But I am speaking into the universe. I am aligned with God.
All right.
That we will not march quietly into a future where you got all kinds of things hanging out.
What kind of things do you think?
What is hanging out in your future that you're so afraid of?
This is it peepees? Is it peepees hanging out?
It's dongs.
Is it peepees?
It's all dongs.
It's peepees. Yeah. This peepees all the way down.
At public eateries, restaurants, libraries.
Library is my favorite.
It's just not acceptable. It's just not acceptable.
What is a public eatery?
All this is just outrage over like the drag queen book club
stuff.
That's all it is. It's just outrage. They just want to be mad about something, and they have been fed this groomer line for so long that that's what they're picking up.
The guy like this is seizing on it and using it, but also I just have to seize on the fuck is a public eatery?
I don't know.
What does that even mean? Restaurant. Is a restaurant a public eatery? Who says public eatery? Let's head on over. Wait, hey honey, which public eatery would you like to go to? Did you make reservations for the public eatery?
Feels like you're gonna sidle up to a trough at an eatery.
What kind of weird
everybody's eating poutine because that's what we put in the trough. It's a poutine eating contest with your hands.
Put your fucking mouth in the public eatery.
Your hands tied on your mouth and you just have to eat poutine out of a trough.
Okay, whatever. That's my Saturday night.
That sounds like
sounds great.
I would have something hanging out there. I'll tell you.
That's over.
All right.
And I will train.
Train.
Tens of millions of Americans to not denounce.
There is
a whole. I would bet everything I own you will never reach 10 million Americans.
There's no way 10 million Americans are listening to this.
In the history of all the time.
The man can't speak.
Yeah.
He can't speak. He pauses for like 3 hours between words. He pauses so long you could watch a fucking full Lord of the Rings movie. Is he going to throw it in the fucking Mount Doom or whatever? I don't know. We got time. Allie Alexander's pausing, searching desperately for a word.
Was it called Mount Doom?
I don't know. Did I make that up?
Because that's the stupidest name.
No, it's Mount Doom.
Stupidest name.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Mount Doom.
The evil mountain.
That's the fucking easiest, stupidest name I've ever heard from mountain. Get the fuck out of here, you lazy writer. God damn. Now we're okay. Hold on. We got to go to chat.
Like 70,000 words. You chose Mount Doom.
All right, guys. Here we go. I call it back up. Here we go. Let's do this. God. We're just going to hang
That's
out
true.
Until it,
is
it comes.
Also Aura Druin or whatever.
Is no, it's not. Nobody says that.
It's no, a whole fucking thing.
You're a whole fucking thing. He exists as a token for conservatives to say I'm not racist. I like Ali Alexander and Kane. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's right. fucking yeah. tokenism.
Yeah.
Mount
Novel
Kill
AI
Me Dead.
Time. That'd be amazing. Yeah, we should call Novel AI back, have it rewrite part of Tolkien.
Yeah, I love this from Kia Ria. J.R.R. Tolkien created half a dozen new languages, yet named the location Mount
it's
Doom.
True. That's so true.
That's
man.
What that's yeah, that's like so weird. True.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to bring it to Scary yeah. Disposal Mountain.
Yeah.
That's what all the men named it, even though it had a different a, name. So he's just does, saying does, that all the men are.
Does Lord of the Rings bugs. Start with It Was a Dark and Stormy Night? Is that
how it starts? Basically.
Ian said that. You can fight Ian. That's fine. All right, we're going
it
back.
It was
to
the best of Mount Doom.
I'm sure
it was
you guys are mad at me,
Dooms.
And that's okay. I'm fine with it. I'm okay with it. I'm all right with it.
It started in a hole.
Here we go.
To not flinch.
Flinch.
When they see evil coming upon evil.
Caliente.
Destruction
Caliente.
Oh, that's hot.
Look, everything's hanging out and evil's coming on evil.
There we go. You can't even flinch.
I can think of a no hotter way to spend my Wednesday
you
night.
You can't even flinch.
No,
no fucking evil
you
dodging.
You got to wear your glasses when it's coming. You got your goggles on.
Because that's how they feed us right now.
Feed
they
you.
Show us,
nom, nom,
oh
nom.
My gosh, destruction meets evil. And we're like, well, we shouldn't have done it that way.
I literally
that's
have no
gone.
Idea what that means.
I don't know.
Right, that doesn't mean anything.
Faith that we have allowed our oppressors to be assigned, it's gone. It's gone. Okay? I'm not denouncing. You know what? I'm not going to bomb an abortion clinic. But if somebody did, I'm not denouncing it. I'm not calling for violence. I'm Yikes. Not calling for death. I'm explicitly saying, don't do that.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man. Yeah, because there's a but after this.
Jesus Christ.
He's like, you know, I'm not saying do that because I'll get in trouble if I say that.
What the fuck,
However,
dude?
Yeah.
Jesus. All right.
Cool.
Are we done?
We're good.
We're done.
He's the worst.
That's enough of that.
That's the worst.
Holy fuck
yep.
you in the face, my
that
friend.
That guy's the worst.
Wow.
They're all the worst.
Wow.
Yep. Who? I never even fucking heard of that guy.
Jesus. Well, and the reason why you're hearing about him is because he said something super controversial. He can't right. say shit. He's got to say crap, but he can certainly talk right. about violence. And that's something he's good at. So, man. Yikes.
That's one of those
sued
like
by the Capitol Police, by the way.
Is he really? What's he getting
yeah,
sued for? Oh, good.
Oh, he was there go. January 6th.
Good. I hope he gets did he get arrested, you know?
But they
I don't know, but he said $100,000 in debt.
They should have put him
good.
On one of the bullhorns and then he'd have been pausing and trying to find something all day. They'd have never walked in.
They would have time.
They're just listening to him trying
They'd
to get
still
to the
be
end
there.
Of his point.
They would have froze yeah. to death by February.
Exactly. They'd have never made it.
Hey man, are those people still waiting for John John?
I don't know. Are they
still waiting?
Let's
I
see.
Don't know. That's a good question.
It'd be Dallas. Was it Dallas?
It was in Dallas.
Dallas QAnon. Let me look real quick and see when they left. Because I know it's the QAnon Queen of Canada is still.
Oh, yeah. She's crazy. We got some other super chats while we're doing that. Next week is my birthday. I'll do meatballs, says Keith. Very good.
All right.
Baron von Krog says, I want to live in the timeline where John Hinckley Jr. was a better shot.
Oh, fuck. Right.
But also, yeah, based. The Superior Ian says, Alexander learned everything he knows as a showman, being an associate of Alex Jones for like 15 years.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Oh, that's why I know the name. I knew I had heard it before.
I thought I'd heard
it
too.
And it's because of Alex Jones. That's why yeah. I had heard it before. All right, so Tom, this is a story from June 10th.
June is a while ago. But okay, holy
QAnon
shit.
QAnon cult leader predicts JFK will return to Dallas again this coming weekend. Didn't look like it happened, though, so.
Yeah, no. All right, and this was
More
June. This was 200
days after they first gathered in Dallas last November. QAnon cult leader Michael Brian Prozac has again ordered his followers to return to Dallas this weekend, so.
Huh.
And that was in June, and And we'd have heard Tom.
We'd have heard if they were back
John
there again.
John came
yeah.
back. I mean, come on.
I don't think he. Well, it was supposed to be him and Michael Jackson.
If John
and
John and Michael Jackson came back, we'd have heard about it.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch
we'd
of like fucking John Lennon.
Come
and
on,
just
that's
everybody.
Big news.
That's a deal. That's a news. Thing. That's a whole thing.
That's a whole 24-hour news cycle.
That's a tour. Yeah. That's what that is. That's a fucking tour.
I mean, that's like 1/5 of a Hurricane Ian worth of news.
God damn it, Ian.
All right.
His name is Protzman or Protzler or something like that.
Protzler. I was kidding around. I don't know what his name is. I don't care what his name is. He's a nobody. Okay. We got coming back next week.
Yeah.
Look for us around, you know, like come into the chat on YouTube at like 7:30 because we could come on early.
Yeah.
But 8 o'clock is a safe bet for sure. We'll be here. We're going to be looking at the what's that?
Central. That's real time.
Thank you.
We're in Chicago. That's where fucking real time is.
8 o'clock Central. So an hour earlier than normal, maybe even, you know, 45, an hour, 15, something like that, earlier than normal, we'll probably go live. And we'll watch the abridged. I will cut out all the procedural shit. And maybe I may cut out one or two of the speeches if they're just repeating themselves.
Yeah, if it's boring.
So I might cut out, I might editorialize a little. I try not to. But again, people who complain about it, be sure you can always watch these things in their entirety on the January 6th thing. So if you're going to complain about it, go there and complain. We are watching an editorialized version. I'm trying my best to keep it as uneditorialized as possible, but it's a time constraint. We can't watch 3 hours worth of stuff. And it's also not interesting. Like when they're standing up swearing people in, that's just not interesting.
No.
So we'll watch it next week. So come back next week and hang out with us. I think before we go though, we got to give you guys one more
prayer clock. What time is it now?
Clock. We're going to give you guys one more prayer clock and then we're going to bounce. Is this right? Which way does it go? I need my readers, guys. Sorry. Getting old. Oh, I am old. Sorry. I am. Already am old. There we go.
All right. Prayer clock.
Here we go.
What fucking... Let's do this.
Be not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of.
We got this one.
This is bullshit. This doesn't count.
To this manner therefore pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth
sounds good.
As it is in heaven.
I found the speaker.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
What?
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
If it just is the same thing, then it's not random and it just goes through like 7 things, which is not even
12. That's not even 12 things.
Jesus answered and said unto them,
it's the same thing. We already listened to this.
Have faith and doubt not, ye shall not.
They couldn't afford 12 things from James Earl Jones.
But also, if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done.
I also took out the battery, so it might reset to 0.
Oh, and just like replay from the beginning?
Replay from the beginning. So we would have to fast forward through it all, and I'm not going to do that.
No, it's fucking boring. The Bible's boring, it turns out.
You can get not only this, Tom, but you could also get a certificate of authenticity. They come.
This is a real, genuine certificate.
A genuine certificate of authenticity.
It is a real and genuine certificate of authenticity.
The prayer clock is real. And we wish we could have bought Italian beef sandwiches with the money.
Yeah, it would have been better. Look, if it wasn't legit, it wouldn't have come with this postcard of authenticity.
Absolutely. Like, 100%. Yeah. All right, guys.
All right.
We got to bounce. We got more show to record. We'll be back for a long stream next week, though. So be here a little early and we can hang out, chill, and watch Liz Cheney yell at people.
Yeah.
Hopefully they have something interesting
for us. I'm curious what's next.
They canceled it last time for the... Hurricane.
For the hurricane, yeah.
But
they were supposed to have it, and then Hurricane Ian.
They didn't. They wound up canceling it, but so they moved it forward. I don't know who's going to be on there. But it should be interesting. So come check it out. Come hang out with us. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll have our James Earl Jones clock in the background, maybe. We'll see if we can get it hung by then. And we'll see you guys. Peace, everybody.
Take care, guys.
Search your feelings.
What do you search? Okay. Ian, your voice sounds better like this.
It does. You should consider.
Can you keep it like this?
You should know that to be true.
Consider getting COVID more often.
You just got to keep COVID.
Yeah.
Jesus, I am your father.
For real. You sound. Buddy, I can't believe you got the fucking Rona. How long you been sick?
Like 2 days.
Wow.
Ish.
Is it going away? So, you feel like it's going away?
A little bit, okay. But I think it stays. Like the cough stays for a long time, right, everybody?
No, I mean it depends. Depends on who it is. I mean, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. I didn't get a cough
for really long.
I didn't get a cough. Yeah. I got a cough for like a little bit of a day or two, but for the most part, mine was a fever. Mine was almost all fever. It was all fever stuff.
And he just wanted more cowbell. That's all.
Yeah,
it took.
It sucked real bad. It was really unpleasant. That was the most, and a sore throat. Fever and a sore throat were the two things that I got that were the worst. Yeah. The sore throat was intense too, like genuinely intense. Like as bad as it was one of those ones that you had to duck into. Like when you swallow, you like wince. You
like curling into yourself.
For real.
It really hurts. Yeah. It was really unpleasant. So
100%.
You still, are you in that now?
Instantly. Yeah. That's what that basically is.
Yeah,
right,
man.
Did you get your Omicron booster?
The second booster?
No, the Omicron one just came out.
Oh, then I didn't get that. The newest one.
Yeah, I just got it the other day.
That one.
Yeah, I just got it the other day.
Yeah, that's probably. I took the test and it went instant pink, the line. I was like, oh fuck.
Oh, yeah.
It was like solid. I was like, oh, I got a full.
Hey, do you have health insurance through your job?
Hi, everybody.